whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Cy Coleman, City of Angels, η πόλη των αγγέλων.
Three million people in the City of Angels, according to the last census. Easily half of them up to something they don't want the other half to know. We all get sucked in by the lobby. Palm trees finger the sky, and there's enough sunshine to lay some off on Pittsburgh. But that's all on top. L.A., truth to tell, is not much different than a pretty girl with the clap.
Oh, pages.
You like them?
Like is for pictures. These are to love.
This job is not to be believed, and I cannot believe my luck. I'm at the literary prime of my life, and I'm about to have the time of my life. Unless I'm easily deceived, the buddy doesn't tend to sugarcoat his comments. He's all right, all bark, no bite. I've always longed for a chance to be watching a book of my own on the screen. To look up and see Stone on the screen would be better than fine. Sit with my wife in a crowd as the credits are shown on the screen. In a frame all alone on the screen, it says screenplay by Stone. We're making movies out of books. They say that Buddy wrote the book. I can't depend on him to give me some lip, but you can trust a guy who shoots from the hip. Out here where nothing's how it looks, it's hard to disregard a candid stand-up guy who skips the double talk and lets you know exactly what he's thinking about you. And I can beat the odds and meet his demands, though I'm a stranger in the strangest of lands. This mad adventure I've begun is unlike anything I know. It's gonna be a lot of work.
Όταν στα 1964, κατά τη διάρκεια ενός πάρτι στο Hollywood, η Dorothy Fields ζήτησε από τον μέχρι τότε απλό jazz πιανίστα Cy Coleman να της γράψει μουσική για το Sweet Charity, αυτός απάντησε «Επιτέλους, κάποιος μου ζήτησε να γράψω». Μια 25ετία πέρασε από αυτό το πάρτι, η επιτυχία του Sweet Charity με το Big Spender του υπήρξε αδιαμφισβήτητη και φυσικά κύλησε πολύ νερό στα βλάκια από τότε, ώστε στα 1989 ο Coleman να μην απορρίσει πλέον καθόλου που είδε τους παραγωγούς του Broadway να ανεβάζουν κατευθείαν, χωρίς δεύτερη σκέψη, το νέο του musical City of Angels, ένα έργο για το Hollywood, τα πάθη και τα πάρτι.
Have to open up your mouth to show what you don't know, and you don't know about women. A woman needs to be assured that she remains alluring. Do now and then be reassured your passion is enduring. It's not enough to know your line, to polish and routine it. And heaven knows I know your line, the whole routine, I've seen it. You gotta mean it! What you don't know about women, what you don't know about women, is what we need to hear. You think if you can sound sincere, then we'll come running to you. Throw in some truth for atmosphere, but we can see right through you. And every hollow compliment and praise defines and underlines what you don't know about women. You think what I don't know will not hurt me, but you don't know how often you do. How long ago did good sense desert me? I don't know why I still burn for you. You're immature and short-sighted. You're an incurable player. You show a lack of discretion. You know jack about heartache. You're out of sync with your feelings. You only wink at commitment. You're running low on emotion. What you don't know about women, you're dropping the ocean. Next to what you don't know about me, you are indeed of a little enlightening on ladies and love, but you can't see. What you don't know about women is frightening, and you don't know nothing about me.
From Hollywood and Vine, entertainment capital of the world, it's the Hour of Powers, featuring the song stylings of America's favorite balladeer, Jimmy Powers!
Look out, look out, look out for yourself. for yourself if you're hoping to be first. Then you better bring me first, or you're gonna finish last. You gotta look out,
look out
for yourself if you follow this format.
Yeah,
you'll be nobody's doormat.
Oh yeah,
it's a rule that's hard and fast.
It's a rule that's hard and fast.
This world ain't pure, on this you can depend. You'd best be sure that you're your own best friend. You gotta look out,
you gotta look out
for yourself if you're planning to do good. Then be sure it does you good.
Good.
You don't wanna be too
good.
You gotta look out for yourself. You know the score when you adore yourself. When you're in danger, you can count on me to shine. Look out for yourself. Look out, look out, look out, look out. Ooh-ah. 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 Look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, you gotta look out. You gotta look out for yourself. You know the score when you adore yourself. You're in danger, you can count on me to shine. Look out for yourself. Look out for yourself.
Movies are shadows. They're light, they're dark, their faces 10 feet high. Close-up of him, close-up of her.
Cut to close-up of husband watching close-up of her watching close-up of him. You'll get it, you'll see. Sweetheart, nobody gets a hole-in-one their first time at bat. There's people make a fortune writing movies they don't know how. I mean, no offense, everybody and his brother writes books, but a screenplay...
That's a ballgame of a different color, right?
You know, when Buddy Fiddler talks, you're not listening to someone else.
I've got 12 nominations, a half dozen Oscars, 9 cars and 3 ex-wives to show that in this business of refuse and nephews, I know my stuff. You're a literary grader, should have won a Pulitzer Prize. I would never cannibalize or impair a single hair or phrase of your amazing opus. Still, a lot of scribblers soon discover what they write for the screen isn't always right for the screen, so I intervene. I zipped through your book and the characters jumped to life on the page. Now we're at the stage where I bring them to life on the screen. Don't cling to the words to which you gave birth. Remember how many a picture is worth. The odds are 1,000 to 1, so get used to its time. The book may be yours, baby. Trust me, the movie is mine. You learn from von Sternberg, you grow from von Stroheim, and so I'm the heir to their skill. This town has more nuts than Brazil. Let's face it, I've been through DeMille. Authors unprepared to take a stab at this collaborative art must suppress their egos and part with the notion that in motion pictures words are carved in marble. Donna, darling, get this on a pad and type it up for next week. I have an engagement to speak at the Writers Guild. You wouldn't want to upset Buddy. This is advice, not a threat, Buddy. But see how tough things can get, Buddy. When things get rough, it can get
bloody. Baby, nobody says nobody, so buddy, you better concede. Let buddy be buddy, pure buddy, and he'll be your buddy, the buddy. Next!
There's not a morning that I open up my eyes and find I didn't dream of you. Without a warning, though it's never a surprise, soon as I awake, thoughts of you arise. With every breath I take, at any my eyes and see your face, and I'm embracing you. If only I believed that dreams come. Forever from the start, and I've been drifting since you've gone, out on a lonely sea that only you can chart. I've been going on, knowing that my heart will
your court.
court.
I bet you like to play rough.
I like to work up a sweat.
And you just can't get enough.
I'm good for more than one set. But I promise I'll show no regret if you beat me.
My backhand is clearly my forte.
Shall we say the ball is in your court? No one ever plays with me.
I thought your next of kin did.
My husband never plays with me. He's too easily winded.
You leave me breathless too.
Wait till our match is through.
I may lack form and finesse, but I warm up in a jiff.
It's not exciting unless the competition is stiff.
I think I understand your racket. I'm not in your league.
But you can hack it.
This game commences with love.
Well, I think love is a bore.
Let's give the tempo a shove
and raise the stakes a bit more.
One thing I'm positive of, it's time for someone to score.
Tell me how you like to play.
On grass or clay and every day.
They're both okay.
But time is running short. Darling, don't dilly-dally.
Ready for a rousing rally.
Shall we say the ball is in your court?
On the loose and so eat loose if you won't fight until you check every avenue like a diamond in a coal mine. She's where you would least expect. Try to track her down,
track her down. Go on with a whole darn town.
Go on a fishing expedition. Everybody's gotta be somewhere. Girls don't vanish in thin air. Everybody's gotta be somewhere. But where?
Take a little look, see, nose around. There's an underground crowd scout.
Use a little intuition if you wish your mission to get out. Keep it up and near and trust your gut. Let a scuttlebutt cross your mind.
If you're out of innuendo, round the bend, our hands you've yet to find.
Stay right on her trail.
This tomato is a hot potato.
This case is a beaut.
Dig deep and keep on digging.
She's the holy grail.
She's a needle in haystack heaven.
You're in hot pursuit.
You're warm and getting warm. And don't be so lucky. Start following everything. Your feet up, turn the heat up. Everybody's gotta be somewhere. Girls don't vanish in thin air.
First you gotta look left, then you gotta look right, then you better look high and low. Gotta run around town, gotta play the old game. It's a little like tic-tac-toe.
Where's that dame? Where's she gone to? She's a flame. I wonder, am I gonna find this chick? It's quite a blunder to underestimate her. She's a sty in the eye of a private dick. She looked familiar.
You don't know how many women I see each day beneath innumerable guys. Yours would be hard to forget, I regret to say. She's one I never laid my eyes on.
Where? I wonder, am I gonna find this chick? It's quite a blunder to underestimate her. She's a sty in the eye of a private dick. She looked familiar.
Though I've never seen her, I've seen girls like this so young and ripe. You're missing, miss is not the type to miss a misdemeanor. Why don't you let me choose a change of pace for bras like this? You came to the right place.
Where's that dame? Where's she gone to?
You're quite a masterful detective, and it's your lucky day to stumble on us. You find us a plus, it hardly seems at random. You're wise,
news is scrutinized as we won't refuse. So take off your shoes, we'll search for clues and tell them.
Try to drag her down, go over the whole darn town. Better have hope and both eyes open. Everybody's gotta be somewhere.
Somewhere, Mr. Detective, you've been looking too hard. You should have started looking in your own backyard. Searching for Mallory, wanna play lost and found? Well then, here I am on the lam. You've been assigned to find out where I've been, and now you've found me in your bed. And though my daddy said to turn me in, why don't I turn you on instead? Teasing lips, pleasing thighs,
raise hell a bit. Why don't you come?
This was going to be a lousy day. There's no sun up in the sky, and the birds forgot to sing. But you're headed for a cell, then to die in rotten hell. So it might as well be spring. I'll be singing like a bird when the jury sets the date. And this capital event proves revenge is heaven sent. All you have to do is wait. You're about to take that big siesta stone, but don't request a padre. Rest assured that I'll say mass. Try a final meal of tacos on a plate of beans mañana. Odds are they are gonna give you gas. They will strap you in a chair, and for once you'll be polite. You'll say, Governor, pardon me, but he's sure to disagree, 'cause the case I've made is tight. It's the people versus Stone, and my money's on the state. Horses' dreams do not come true. You will get what you are due. All you have to do is wait. Time to fiesta. On the day you die, I'll eat high on the hog. Santa Maria, I will go to town on the day you're put down like a dog. I'm leading an ovation at your asphyxiation. As crowds line up to watch you pay your debts, I'll collect my bets playing castanets. As you're walking your last mile,
as you're walking your last mile,
I'll be overcome with pride.
You'll be overcome with pride.
Taking pleasure in your death, and to know your final breath will be filled with cyanide.
Will be filled with cyanide.
Though you've never been my favorite gringo, in my native lingo, adios.
Adios.
The end is close.
The end is close.
As they seal the chamber door, think of me who sealed your fate. Once the bullets hit the bale, from the instant you inhale, all you have to do is wait.
All you have to do is wait.
Good things come to those who wait.
Μια οδή στα film noir της ταινίας του 40 χαρακτηρίστηκε το musical των Cy Coleman και David Zippel, City of Angels, η πόλη των αγγέλων. Το έργο, όπως νωρίτερα επιχείρησε το Nine ή το Sunset Boulevard, αλλά και αργότερα το La La Land, ασχολείται και σατιρίζει το Hollywood και τον κόσμο της showbiz. Μέσα από τα μάτια του Stein, ενός επιτυχημένου συγγραφέα που προσπαθεί να κάνει το τελευταίο του μυθιστόρημα ταινία, παρακολουθούμε δύο παράλληλες ιστορίες. Μία του συγγραφέα στα στούντιος όπου προσπαθεί να γυρίσει την ταινία και μία μέσα στον ίδιο τον ασπρόμαυρο κόσμο της ταινίας.
You are some gumshoe, you just don't think well. Get this gum gumshoe, you come from my inkwell. Is your mouth only with one foot in there? Stone, your brain only holds thoughts I put in there. Just what you are, I'll spell out. You are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out the last time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record. Tolstoy, do tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. You drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword.
You're nothing without me. I know.
I'm your meal ticket, knee-deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
Thin air, and no one would care or notice you ever
destined to fall. I'm everything you always wanted to be. Let's deal with the issue, you wish you were me. You're nothing without me. Without me, you're nothing at all.
If you want an ill-fated love affair, short research before I care. Men don't give a warranty. One Joe who swore he's single got me sort of cropped the beast. I woke up only slightly shocked that I defrocked a priest. Or else I attract the guys who are longing to do my hair. You can always count on me. I go for the riffraff who's treating me so-so. When I can play the second fiddle, I'm a virtuoso. I should be playing for a wedding band, but there are no wedding rings attached. Though you can bet there's strings attached. Though my kind of dame no doubt will die out like the dinosaurs, you can always count on me. I'm solely to blame, my head gives advice that my heart ignores. I'm my only enemy. I choose the kind who cannot introduce the girl he's with. There are lots of smirking motel clerks who call me Mrs. Smith. But I've made a name with hotel detectives who break down doors. Guess who they expect to see? You can always count on bet a large amount on. You can always count on me.
Ready? This is Alora's theme. Picture this: the Kingsley mansion, her bedroom, Alora wearing satin, maybe less, 10,000 violins. There won't be a dry seat in the house.
Your neck for the spectacular is still intact. I like the tone of it. It rings sincere and pretty near succeeds. It's just the narrative is like a sieve and cloudy as a cataract. There's not a trace of honesty, so face the fact. It needs work. You dodge emotion, dear. Your logic's unconvincing as it strains to please. Unlike the books you write, this plot is quite contrived the way it reads. It's far too obvious and filled with flaws and gross implausibilities, excepting for the part about the broken keys. It needs work. Your fiction always had a little grit in it, a little heart in it, a little wit in it. It used to be so clear that there was art in it. If you had written it, so must you go and spit in it. And come to think of it, your writing always mirrors our relationship. With dangers cropping up and sweet young strangers popping up like weeds. So if you wish official pardoning, you'd better do a little gardening. You know you needn't be so generous with your seeds. Your fertilize, don't fertilize.
aloud. We'd play each part and talk the story through. Remember all we said and how we laughed out loud. Now take a closer look at you. I ought to throw the book at you. You had to ruin it. This plot has got a lot of deja vu in it. Familiarity, and in this case we both know what that breeds. But call me anytime you've seen yourself, when you've decided to redeem yourself, when you discover where this self-deception leads. I'd rather see you shoot yourself than watch you prostitute yourself. Your new routine is
trouble. Beginning with Bobby. Bobby. Whoever said time heals all wounds never knew anyone like Bobby. I try to tell myself to let the memory of you die slow by letting time be my friend, by letting go of what was. The pain will end. It never does.
Bobby, go away. And I've been drifting since you've gone. How much must I take?
That only you can chart. I've been going on, knowing that my heart will
death will each and every breath I take.
Funny, how'd I fail to see this little bedtime tale was funny? I could cry to think of all the irony I've missed. What an unusual twist, right at the end of it. Funny, who could see that this pathetic scene would be so funny? Once you strain to find the grain of humor underneath, life double crosses with style, forcing you into a smile. So it can kick you in the teeth, just desserts. We can all laugh till it hurts. At my expense, I'm accustomed to working on spec. I always pick up the check. I think it's funny. Who could top or make this comic opera more compelling? You could weave in some deceit to even up the score. You'd have us all on the floor. That would be roaringly funny. Sad enough, my life's a joke that suffers in the telling.
Without you is where I went wrong.
παρόλο που το City of Angels του Cy Coleman είχε μεγαλύτερη επιτυχία στο West End του Λονδίνου με 2 αναβιώσεις, το 1993 και το 2014, εμείς σήμερα μείναμε πιστοί στην παλιά ηχογράφηση του 89 με το original Broadway cast της παράστασης στη Νέα Υόρκη. Ώρα είναι τώρα να πέσει η αυλαία τόσο στην έγχρωμη όσο και στην ασπρόμαυρη οθόνη του έργου. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτεριλιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
You only go around once, and then they chuck you in with a spade. You're either a